thank you, the awesome God. We bless your name, our perfect Redeemer. All glory, all honor, all power and majesty be ascribed unto your holy name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for this beautiful day. Thank you, it's a day of blessing. And Father, we rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you for every session of the prayer and praise. Father, you deserve it all. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. If you have a song there, let's worship the Lord singing hallelujah. I am certain I have full dominion in all situations that may come my way. I am seated with Jesus in all his glory, far above power principalities.
that we Jesus in all his glory. Far above our strings in poverty, all singing, singing.
Hallelujah.
All singing, hallelujah. All shouting. Sun will soon rise again, my child. I am seated with Jesus in all his glory. Far above power, principality. Oh, sing it, sing it. Just one person who knows that you are the most victorious of all that are in this house, only you should shout the loudest hallelujah. How many of you believe that you're seated far above principalities and powers? How many of you know that you have dominion over sickness and disease? How many of you believe that you are an indomitable force? Give the Lord a shout of praise and hallelujah in the house. Amen. All right.
God bless you. Be seated. Let's get into our Bible study. Turn to the person that is sitting a distance from you and say, welcome to church. I'm sure your ears are open to hear. And your heart is ready to receive. Amen. We learned the first pillar is to clothe yourself with humility to refresh in our mind. Number two pillar is for you to make your calling and election sure. Number three pillar is for you to be constant in thanksgiving. And number four pillar is for you to be constant at work, and that is faithfulness. And then number five is cultivate your field. And we learned that nobody can do that for you except you yourself. We've learned so much from the presence and in the presence of the Almighty. And then we learned yesterday the power of uncommon commitment. That's the pillar. Number six. And today I'm going to be sharing with us pillar number seven. But don't you ever forget, if there's one thing that you must remember, is that commitment is the glue that bonds you to your goals. Whatever you want to achieve in this life, it is never possible without commitment. Commitment is the foundation of great accomplishments in life. What separates the mediocre from the great is the amount of commitment that they put in. And nothing in life changes. Change comes by ordinary people who choose to do extraordinary things. And every one of us have been wired by God, even though we are created as mortals, created as ordinary dust and clay. But God has put something unique into every one of us. And that is His nature and in His spirit. That spirit of God that has the ability to do all things. And that's why we realize in scriptures, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Pillar number six is one of the strongest tools, whether you are born again, child of God, or you are not. Basically, applying these principles and pillars in your life will help to sustain you. And you have an advantage when you get saved and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He comes into your life to put a power and energy in you to overcome the things that naturally should overcome people that have no strength to overcome. And that's why the power, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, lives inside of us to quicken our mortal bodies, to give us the strength to do what normally and naturally we cannot do in our mind. That's the difference between being born again and the ones that are not born again. The ones that carry light, their presence is dominating. Their presence is conquering. Their presence is penetrating. And you realize that there is nothing on earth that they cannot overcome because they carry the light of God in them. Pillar number six is character. One of the strongest tools, and one also of the tools that you see that is lacking in the life of so many people. You either have a bad character or a good character. A good character is the thing that makes a man successful at all times. Character sustains charisma. You can have charisma without character. Charisma will not last too long. But character will sustain charisma year after year, month after month. You'll be growing from glory to glory. What is character? Character is the moral strength to do the right thing. Even when it costs you more than you want to pay, you desire to do what is right at the expense of your time, your talent, your life. You're willing to stand to defend what is right and not join the bandwagon of what is wrong. Not be driven by chauffeur on the pathway that is wrong, but you're willing at all times to stand on the things that are right. Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. That's character. And things wherewith one may edify another. I have had a lot of people confronted my father in the Lord when he said that he's pulling all religious leaders to be able to see that certain violence and killing are stopped. And they said that he's preparing the way for the Antichrist, that nobody can usher in peace. You don't understand the scriptures. What are we meant for? Are we meant to pray for war? We are meant to pray for peace. Right now, in the midst of the COVID-19, nobody could do so much. You can't hold a mass evangelism and crusades. Because there is a situation. There is a biological war on ground. We pray for peace. Look at what it says. Let us therefore follow the things which make for peace. Whatever is going to create peace for the gospel to prosper and flourish, we should seek for it. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of the land where you are so that things will be better for you. You think that everybody is happy? The number of deaths I'm seeing, people being killed in my state. Just one village, they went in there and wiped away over 80-something people. You may say anything, but I feel it. Because these are human beings created in the image of God. They are my brothers and my sisters. We must not be born from the same womb, but we are coming from one loins, and that is Adam. I saw what that young man did in Lagos State. I feel the pain. I feel the pain. I feel like, you know, if he was alive, I was going to just get on his throat and tear him into pieces. Just wasted the life of another man's child. And they were to be wedded next month. That's why you must be careful who you associate with. Or is it that those beasts that took a 2-month-old or 2-year-old child to have sex with? God allowed us to be on earth to pray against these things. I'm grateful. I wish I had gun with me. I would have fired those guys. The one that was caught in Nasarawa, the one that was caught here in Jos. In Angongorogo, what is it? Wherewith one may edify one another. We need peace. That's character. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. If you don't have a good character, situations, circumstances of life will prove you and expose you. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You have a good character, your life will stand through the storms of life. But you have a bad character, you can be sure that everything you're doing will not last for too long. James chapter 1 verse 3. James chapter 1 verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith walk it patient. Patient is a fruit of, is a character. So every trial that comes on the life of every covenant child of God is working out something good, working out something great in his life. And that's why it doesn't matter the cost, you're willing to pay the price for you to be able to develop a good moral strength and character. Good character is the single most important attribute of a successful and a worthy life. A good character. That alone will make you to be able to succeed in life. To have a worthy life, to have an honorable life, to have a life that is accepted, a life that is honored everywhere you go. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit, that is speaking about good character. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Character is the tree that bears fruit. Character is the tree that bears fruit. And the shadow of character is reputation. When you have a good reputation, it's the shadow of your tree. When the light is cast upon it, you see the shadow. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, gentleness, his goodness, his faith. Verse 23. Meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. That's why you realize that you make the most investment in your life to build your character. Character takes a lot of investment. A lot of investment from the foundation when you were born. The time you grow up. The time you settle down in a home or at a place of work, you keep developing and improving on your character. That's what the Bible testified to us in the book of Proverbs 22 verse 6. Proverbs 22 verse 6. The Bible says, Proverbs 22. Can you help me? Train up a child in the way he should go. It takes investment. Train up the character. That's what it's saying. Train the character of the child. And when he is old, he will not depart from that character. He will not depart from those values. See, somebody said a word that I love to hear, and I love to read it when I read something in the book. He said, if you don't invest time now, if you don't invest time now to train your child in character, you will invest more tomorrow to try to repair the adult. It takes a lot. If you don't invest on working on the life of your child, investing in training character, attitude, how to communicate, how to conduct, how to do things, how to pursue work, then you can be sure that when the child becomes an adult, you will spend more in trying to repair the adult. Whatever a person says, whatever a person does, in ordinary moments when no one is looking, reveals more about the true character of the person. You know, many times we see a lot of people when they are the spotlight, they're in church, they're together with other believers, they're very strong prayer warriors. But you realize that in the privacy of their life, they don't pray. That's the real you. When you're under the spotlight, you behave holy. But right behind the scene, you are on with some immoral relationship. That's the real you. That's your character. You cannot deceive yourself. Because when you're deceiving others, when you're on the spotlight, but you're left by yourself, by yourself, by yourself, you're telling yourself who you are. It's just like somebody trying to come out and read the Bible and all of that, but you realize that in the privacy, the person does not actually read the Bible. Or you find a student who tried to read in the eyes of his parent or the eyes of his teachers, but in the true sense, when nobody is there, the student plays all day. That's the real student. Who you are is what you do when nobody is seeing you. That's who you are. That's what you are. And Jesus said, as a man thinketh, so is he. The outcome of what you see naturally year after year, it is the product of what that person has been, and he refuses to make a change. Character is something that we form, good character or bad character. The time of pressure, the time of temptation, when you go through extreme situations in your life, that will reveal your true character, how you handle that situation. It doesn't matter what the people are saying, hallelujah, we are well able to take over the land. Let them face the giants. You will know who they are. When the people all stood up with Gideon, yeah, we are going, we're going to fight. Yeah, we're going to reclaim the land. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are part of the army. God is God, an army marching through the land. Is when pressure comes, you will know who is God, a God and army. Character is both formed and revealed by how we deal with everyday situations in our lives. When there are extreme pressures, extreme situations, temptations that come on our way. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. How can somebody be saying, I glory in tribulation? How can somebody be saying, I am excited at tribulations? How can somebody be saying, I am happy for the tribulations that are coming my way? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience brings hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hope does not. So in the midst of temptation, in the midst of pressures of life, these men and women are willing to defend and protect their character. That's why in the middle of the temptation of life, Joseph could say, I know that it's nice, you look beautiful, you look catchy, you look attractive. There's nobody here with us. It is only you and me. But how can I defy myself and sin against God and your husband who is not here? That's the language of a man that has been able to build his character. That no matter the pressure, he's not willing to sell his birthright. This great house, it took us so much to be able to build this tower. But you realize that this tower was never built just by wishes. There was the deliberate, intentional work that was done from the day one. We started the planning, doing the thinking, how this pillar was going to be, what colors are going to be where, and then what pillars are going to stand where, how the altar is going to look like. What is going to be at what particular position? How are we going to maintain this building? How can this building stand the wind that is always very heavy on this side, this part of the world? We all put those thoughts through. That's the same way building character. You build your life against the storms that will come, against the trials of life that will hit the way. Now, if this building remains in the next 200, 2,000 years the way it is, it will still be relevant in terms of its artistic design. It will still be relevant in every season. It maintains its awe, its beauty, because we put thought through on the revelation that God gave. Lay block after block. Stone after stone, decision after decision. Right now, as you're sitting down, this building is moving. But you don't feel that the building is moving. But it's moving. We have to put the thought through so this building does not crack. How does it not crack? We have to make sure that there is the expansion joint. That when there is expansion and construction and all of that, this building has the capacity to expand and return back. We calculated the volume. If people are on this side and they are shouting hallelujah, and other people are on this side shouting amen, the time of the frequency of the sounds may be different. This building will be able to accommodate all sounds. We calculated that. That's the same way in building character. And the decisions you make every day will maintain your tower or destroy it. It's costing us a lot of money to be maintaining this building. It's not just the building of, it's not just raising the child, it is also maintaining and building the character of the child. It's not just getting married, but maintaining the marriage. You realize that actually, in the true sense of it, getting into the marriage is a lot cheaper to maintaining it. It costs a lot to maintain it. You don't maintain it, it becomes a refuse dump of rats, of snakes, of cobwebs,
of all kinds of animals. The place becomes stinky. Psalm 105 verse 19. Psalm 105 verse 19. Until the time that his word came. Until the time that his word came. That is a process. The word of the Lord tried him. Before there is a manifestation of what God has promised, the word of God tried him. That means this man has gone through trials. This man has gone through tests. This man has gone through moments of decision to stand through until the word of the Lord came through for him. Character will always determine how we lead our lives. Character will always determine how we carry ourselves. How we make our choices, that they will always determine the fortunes that we meet. In the moment that is negative situation, what choices that you make is determined by the character that you have. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10. And let this also be proof. Then let them use the office of a deacon. Be found blameless. Before you talk about the office of a deacon, there are characters that must be looked at. You must be able to see this character in the life of this person before you make him a deacon. Then let this person be blameless. Please go to verse 11. Even so must their wives be. Talking about character, grave. Not slanderous. Sober. Faithful in all things. They must have a good character. This man that is called a deacon, he must be the husband of one wife, not wives. Not having concubines, not having girlfriends around, ruling their children and their household well. Talking about home management, home administration. James chapter 1 verse 12. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man that endure a temptation. If you don't have a good character, you will always fall at every temptation. Let me tell us the truth. No matter how anointed you are, nobody is immune from temptations. You'll be tested with money, temptation, temptation of women or men, temptation of position, temptation of material things, several other different kinds of temptations. But blessed is the man that endures a temptation. He didn't say the man that stays inside temptation, but the man that overcomes temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. That's one thing that character does. Character gives you a crown of honor. Character gives you a crown of honor. And the crown of honor attracts favor, and favor attracts riches. The crown of favor, the crown of honor attracts favor, and favor attracts riches. Character is ethics in action. Character is made of core moral principles. Character is ethics. That means you see these people very ethical in their approach, very ethical in what they do. There are six pillars that is always called the six pillars of character. Number one, trustworthiness. Number two, respect. Number three, responsibility. Number four, caring. Number five, fairness. Number six, citizenship, or you call it ownership. When you find men of character, good character, they are trustworthy. You can trust them at any time. You can trust them with anything in this world. You can trust them with your time, your talent, and your treasure. You can trust them with your temple, your body. Number two, they are men of respect. They give respect, they give honor where honor is deserved. Number three, they take responsibility over every action. They take responsibility over assignments. And number four, they care. You find that they have a love for humanity. They love, they care to see people leave the part that is evil to the part that is good. They care for the people that don't have. They care for the people that are oppressed. There you see the natural nature of care in their lives. Number five, the fairness. And number six, you find that they take ownership, citizenship. They add value to the system. They add value to the nation. They add value to the family. They don't come into a place and devalue it, but rather they improve on it. Now, each of these values that I just shared with us, they're independent of each. Trustworthy is independent, stands on its own, respect, responsibility, care. If we were to go into in-depth study of this, you discover it to take us several months. But then they all come together under character to provide a good life for the individual. These six of them, they are friends that don't leave each other. They always stick and draw each other to themselves because they want to make the person that is building, that is having them, have a worthy life. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, you add to your faith virtue. And the virtue we're talking about is these six things that I share with us. And then you add to this virtue knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things live in you, they make you fruitful. That's what he's saying. There is no way you can have this virtue in you. There's no way you can have these things inside of your life and your life will be unfruitful. There's no way. There's no way you will have these things and you will not see your life advancing. You know, there's nothing good when you see yourself growing, moving, advancing, you know, adding values, knowledge to yourself. It's wonderful. You feel excited. It's like a child that grows from a primary school, goes to secondary school, and then there gets into the university. You as a parent, you'll be excited to see that your child that was just a child yesterday, right now is a graduate, and the child is still getting more. That's the same thing. Your life will not be barren. You will see your life bearing fruits. Everything you do, you will see them beginning to excel in your life. That's why he said, for if these things, it's not just one, there are virtues. For if these things be in you, if they are all inside you, they will make you worthy. Character is just another term for a good person. You say, that's a good lady there. You see her? Wow, she's wonderful. That lady is good. My, if you get that lady in your work, wow, wow, wow. She makes all the difference. That guy is a good employer. My God, that job is more than enough. It's more than 100 workers in your company. That's a good character. Your character will be the one that will announce you in places where you're not. Your character will be the one that will testify of you much more than what other people have said. And such men and women are always guided by these moral principles in their lives. Character refers to the disposition and the habit, something that is inbuilt inside of you. that determines the way you respond to challenges. The way you respond to fear. The way you respond to desires. When opportunities come your way, how you respond to them and what you make out of them is determined by your character. When a man fails, you will know whether he has a good character or not by how he will handle his failure. When success comes on your way and you become so rich, your character will be able to show whether those riches will stay long or not. That's why you realize that successful people, they are very successful, but yet they are simple. They have acquired and accomplished great things in this life, but they are still advancing for more. Somebody gets just a little breakthrough. He wants to throw a party everywhere when you haven't seen anything. Somebody just gets a little breakthrough. He buys a car and puts it on a Facebook. And it's showing that I have gotten money. You haven't seen anything. Character will reveal who you are. There is a young man I read of late. He was arrested by Interpol and the FBI in Dubai. They call him Hushupushishi or Hushupushishi. Hushpushishi, whatever the name is. Now, a lot of young people were desiring, hey, yeah, I want to be like him. Oh, yeah, 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 I want to. But then the source of his wealth, his character was going to reveal it. So he's always throwing party. You know, money you don't get by labor. There is a way you wasted it. He goes here, throws a big party. And then he comes to the other place, throws another one. He gets to hire jets. He does that. And suddenly it was discovered. Just one moment. The COVID-19, I think drugs or something, or the mask. There was the purchase of equipment for the COVID-19 that was worth over around $30 million. And he got on the internet and diverted the money to his account. So they track him. You see, the American security, they are such a wonderful set of security people. They know you're a thief, but they'll be following you. They will even be throwing another food for you to catch because they want to get you at the right time. So when they were following him, and this time around, he got the 30 million, and then he began to throw things. In Dubai, they just got in there, arrested him, and all that he has gathered in his life, it was cleared in one day. Bad character. Now, the amazing thing is that all the people that were associating with him, all of them dump him. Your character is what will keep you. Your bad character is what would destroy you. In Acts chapter 17, as I begin to close, Acts 17 verse 11. Acts 17 verse 11. These were no more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. You can have a better character than others. These people are no more noble. What is the nobility there? The nobility there is that they practice what they hear. They don't just receive the word, but they go and search, and they continue to search to improve on themselves. That's why you describe character as a moral judgment you make for yourself. How worthy you become. How strong you become. How great you become. How honorable you become is determined by your character. Your character will either make you to become worthy of admiration. Your character will make you honorable before people. Your character will make you a person of merit or not. These people, we are more noble. That means they merited. They are more worthy. These people, they are to be admired. Good character is always desired all over the world. It's a universal concept. This concept is composed of these core ethical values. It transcends cultural, religious, socioeconomic differences. That's why you go to America, you would have a good character, you will succeed. You go to Asia, good character, you will excel. You go to Africa, good character, people will love it. There are a lot of ladies that are not, they have not, a lot, I said not all. But a lot of ladies today have not settled down in a marital home because of bad character. And many have lost their home also because of bad character. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. And to knowledge I admonish everyone. Temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Wherever you go, it's the same principle. Whether you are in church or you're not in church, if you're working in any company, what they want to see is somebody that is building himself. Let's just look at those few things in that 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. I mean, every institution, anybody you're working with, whether it is in the government, whether it is in the private sector, whether it is in the family, whether it is, you know, serving other people, who would not love for somebody to improve on his knowledge? You see people doing things based, knowledge-based. Then you see them temperance. And then you see them patient in learning. They endure to be taught. When the business or the thing is going through a moment of test and trial, they are patient to go through. And then who would not love to have a staff, a wife, or a husband that is godly? You have a wife or a husband that is patient. Who would not love to see somebody having the spirit of kindness? You're kind to people. Whether they are your tribe or they are not your tribe, you're kind. And kindness have a natural way of opening doors for you. You know, I've discovered this. You'll be doing a lot of things in this life, doing it to people not because you want people to repay you back. But I have discovered that even though you never thought of people repaying you back, it has a way of repaying you back. Kindness. I've seen people who have stood up to fight for me at the airports, in banks, in different places, because I showed them kindness. And one thing I want to tell you in this life, don't do any good thing in anybody's life because you think that the person will do good to you. Do good to people because you're good. Don't you ever think because you gave a car to somebody or you solved somebody's rent today or you paid the person's school fees, don't be surprised tomorrow the person will lift up his hand and say, Waka. You'll be so shocked to say, is it the person that I almost emptied my account? Yes. Do good to people. Be kind for who you are. And it is that kindness of who you are that God turns back to bless you. I've discovered in this life, the more kind you are to people, God will take what belongs to the people to give to you. Let me translate it. When people don't want to do stuff and you are doing good to people, if God is supposed to give her 10,000 and give this one 10,000 and give the other one 10,000, God will put the 10,000, that is 30,000, and he will give to one person. He said, because you are responsible, but these are irresponsible, so I won't give it to them. Good character is universal. You can improve on your character, and you can choose to remain the way you are. I and the Mukatasha get a money with the bad character. Then you will die and perish without fulfilling your dream. But even if you were born and you grew up in an environment with a bad character, you can change it by your association. That's why you don't make a friend with a fornicator. You make a friend with a fornicator, you become one. And then if you are a fornicator and you have a friend who is a fornicator, there's no way you can stop your own. But if you have a friend who is not, and you are, and the friend says to you, stop it, or else I will disconnect this friendship, you will stop it. You have a friend that is disciplined on time. When the friend says 1 o'clock, 3 minutes to 1 o'clock, your friend is there. You will improve on your time management. But you have a friend that is also careless with time. I can assure you, you become more careless. So that's what the Bible said to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. My prayer for you, choose what you want to become. All is in your hands. You know, the amazing thing God has done with us human beings is he gave us the power of choice. Animals, they don't have choice. What is given to them is what they have. But you have the power of choice to determine and decide what you want to become. You have a good friend with a good character, he will help you to grow better. You have an institution that drives you to produce the potentials inside of you. Don't drag your feet. You are in a school where you have a teacher that gives you more and more assignment because he wants to build something out of you. Don't join students who came into that school without a purpose. Be on the side of purpose. When other students are taking their books without a teacher, and they are holding it. Where are you going? I'm going to the library. Don't join the students that will be telling you, I'm going for a party. You can choose what kind of character you want to develop. You find other people, they are saying, we're going to work. You say, oh, you're going to work? Then you sit down at home and be watching television. Hey, friends. Even if you are not employed anywhere, follow them and say that we'll go and serve. Because by that, you will develop your character to work. I've always encouraged a lot of people sometime who say they don't have work or they don't have a job. Both within Africa and in Europe, I've told them, go to places where you can tell the people, I will volunteer my services. I'll volunteer. Don't pay me. Just give me opportunity to work. Don't sit down in the morning and bemoaning yourself and say, I made application here. I made application there. Hey, the applications you make here and there, it takes supernatural hand to remember so many. But it is your attitude. It is what you do that will put pressure in the realm of the spirit for your file to be remembered. Wake up from your sleep and change your character. Change your approach on how you serve. How you take rebuke. How you take correction. How you take direction. If you take rebuke with excitement and joy, people will want to make more investment in you. But if you take rebuke and correction with sadness and sorrow and complain, they will reduce their investment on you. The greatest thing you can have and experience in this life is the value and more that people put into your life. Don't miss out of your season in this year. I bless you as you go back home, that the wisdom of the Lord will go with you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. I pray for every one of you that as you go out there, you will conquer your world. I decree and declare that you will walk in dominion. Everything that you inherited that is not right in your life, I command it to be destroyed. I remove your name from the list of the devil's quota. I decree and declare that from this moment, the spirit of the kingdom will begin to possess your nature. This year, you will do better than you have ever done before. It is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well with your soul. I bless you this day in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And everybody shout the loudest, amen and amen. Go ahead and give the Lord a big clap offering if you have been blessed today. Amen, amen. Now tomorrow, we're going to have a very wonderful...